Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Mr. Neal's going to be conducting your hearing. He's getting ready to start it up now, okay?
Okay.
Hey, good morning, sir. Will you state your morning? State your full name and ABC number for the record, please.
Cody Jones. Cody Jones, 291-619.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Board of Illinois Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing this morning. We have the Honorable Louis Canales, the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead this morning. Also in the room, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today.
All right.
Okay, prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today.
All right, thank you. Okay, at this time, I'm going to swear you, Mr. Westby, in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
I do.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. In phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. And after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. If it's false, we'll get some more information from Mr. Westby and discuss it. Okay, so allegation number one is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number five is demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaulting behavior on or about March 5th, 2018 at Vivre, 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
All right, thank you, sir. Okay. Don't panic on this next step, which is a procedural step. So based on the admission of Mr. Jones, I'm going to find that he was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second. Agree.
Second. Waiver Johnson. And agreed by Mr. Canales and Mr. Rittenhouse. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information. So I'll stay on the phone and I'll get right back to you.
All right,
Mr. Westby.
On March 2nd, 2018, Mr. Jones was released by DOC. He was arrested March 7th, 2018 by DOC staff, known the charges. He was back in DOC custody March 7th, 2018 with a projected CCD of July 2nd, 2018, 0 scot days. Current conviction, 2017, shoplifting 2.5 years. 2017, resisting arrest, 1 year, 3 months. Prior conviction in 2014 for resisting arrest, 1 year. This is his second term in DOC. CUIR score 5.5, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 1. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2014, TIS release. Arrested on current offense revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are significant with violence, disorderly conduct, and staff assault noted. Other arrests, 2007, criminal damage, Arizona juvenile detention. 2008, criminal trespass, third degree, juvenile probation. 2008, drug paraphernalia, Arizona juvenile probation. 2010, aggravated assault, juvenile probation. His community risk score is a G6B8. I do have status of charges from the Senior Parole Officer Smith dated April 30th, 2019. It states the Vivre staff did not call the police, nor are they pressing charges.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Jones, I'm going to go over a summary of your case supervision. Seeing February 26th of 2018, you were released homeless. And then you have approved to reside at Streets of Joy at 451 East 4th Place in Mesa. Then on March 5th, 2018, you were approved to reside at V-Ray, 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix, Arizona. You were discharged from V-Ray on March 5th, 2018. On March 5th, 2018, you were approved to reside at New Journey, which was 1707 North 18th Street in Phoenix. So you were out for a total of 5 days, and you seem to have bounced around a little bit. So when you had your problem in V-Ray, they discharged you and you went to the New Journey, or did you ever
get
it? Yeah, okay. So you were at New Journey for a short period of time?
Yes, for a day. Overnight down, went into the parole office, and then they took me in the custody.
Okay. So, you didn't, in that 5 days, I take it you didn't find any employment?
No, I didn't. I just got a letter from my dad. He said he might have a job working with him. And he wrote me a letter. He said if I do get paroled out again, I got an address to parole to.
Okay, you mean to where to live?
Yeah, where to live. Yeah, he said I did live with him.
Okay, and he. You gonna work with him too?
Huh?
I said, are you gonna work with him too, or did I miss something?
Yeah, work with him too.
Okay. Essentially, that you were referred to task for drug screening, but your color wasn't called in that 5 days. I guess on March 6th, you contacted Pierre Palmer and advised her of what happened at V-Ray. And at that time, you were seeing new residents at New Journey. And seeking approval from Pierre Palmer. Palmer contacted New Journey and verbally approved the offender to reside there. Pierre Palmer received signed a consent from New Journey on 3-6-2018. The Palmer also verbally directed you to report to the Maricopa Reentry Program or Parole Office for a contact visit to discuss the incident in V-Ray. You reported there on March 7, 2018. And at that time, it was determined or decided to return you to AC custody. So it seemed like V-Ray discharged you and you managed to get a new place to stay, but by that time the reports caught up with the parole officers and you came back. So what was the problem with V-Ray? What was the argument about?
I don't really know. I went out there to have a smoke with the smoke cigarette. It was at the smoking area, and then Roy, he was there sitting at the smoking area. He asked me for a rolling paper. I gave him a rolling paper. He started smoking his cigarette. I just asked a couple questions about the program and stuff, and then everything was fine 1 minute, but then the next minute, I noticed he was talking to himself, like he started talking to himself. And I asked him if he was all right, and he started screaming no. No, and he gets up and tries to hit me like twice, but he knocks me out of my chair. I get up, I push him down, and he falls over. And at that time, the dude that worked there, he came out. He seen me, I was standing over him, and him saying, "Please no." He told me to go to the office. I went to the office, and then that dude started being crazy, started acting crazy with him as well.
Okay.
And that's what happened.
So it we don't have all that, that much information, but it seems like...
Yes. Kind of seems like a...
Well, like it started and you, instead of walking away, you stayed with it too, a little bit too long.
Yeah, I should have walked away. I didn't realize that much. Like, when I got arrested at the parole office, they told me, they go, man, you're not in prison anymore. You should have just walked away. I was like, yeah, he's right, because I didn't even think about it, but he's pretty right.
Okay. All right, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Ms. Whitnell.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Neal. Mr. Jones, I look at your past, and looks like you had a drug paraphernalia charge at one point, or conviction possibly. What drug were you using?
Oh, that was just a marijuana paraphernalia pipe when I was younger.
Okay, and do you use drugs now?
No, I've been clean for 9 months now.
Okay, and what did you use 9 months ago?
Like weed. Like weed.
Marijuana. Have you used any other drugs besides marijuana?
No. I have.
What have you used?
Well, I used cocaine a couple times. That's about it.
Nothing else?
No.
Okay. And then, sir, have you ever been to anger management class?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Young.
That's you.
Just a quick question. Mr. Jones?
Yeah.
I recognize that this is your responsibility, but was the other individual that you got into the altercation with also kicked out from the halfway house?
Yeah, he got kicked out that same night. They let me stay the night, and then the next day they kicked me out.
Thank you. No further questions.
Mr. Jones.
Sir, did you have a sharp object in your hand during this fight, or what was it?
Oh, that was me. That was the other guy.
The other guy had the sharp object? Okay.
Yeah.
We're coming to the close of your hearing pretty quick. So at this point in time, before the discussion to make a determination, we're going to offer you an opportunity to give a final statement to us, give some of the other information you think might be pertinent to our decision. We just ask that you don't repeat the information that you've already given us.
All right.
Okay, so now's the time.
Oh, for a statement? Yeah, I was about to say that if you guys give me another chance, I would like to go to anger management. I probably think I should probably look into that. I'm just trying to get on with my life, really. I'm still only 23, but I'm learning. Let's keep moving forward.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The board's going to go to discussion now. We'll be talking amongst ourselves to make a decision. We ask you to stay on the phone. You can listen to the entire discussion. We'll make a decision, and I can get back to you right after that. Okay, sir?
Oh, thank you, sir.
All right, the board is now in discussion. This is, it's unfortunate indeed. But Mr. Jones should not relate in the situation. It sounds like they were, a little bit of pent-up anger and stuff. And it's only out 5 days, and they had trouble assimilating with the outside world. He didn't understand, but the social behavior is unacceptable. But he's only got 62 days left until he's out completely. And I think this time it'd be better served if Mr. Jones would, I don't know if he can do it on the gardens and see if he can get at least a little bit of anger management in, or he's making good plans for what he's going to do, but he gets out looking for some kind of counseling for anger management, maybe even possibly line up some information on jobs and housing. Since Dad's going to give him a job, that'd be great. You don't have to worry about a parole officer. If he's living with his father, you don't have to worry about the other individuals just causing problems or being there to be part of the job. But I'm not listening to any other discussion from any of my fellow board members. Okay. Based on that, so based on all the information in order number 2018W0682, Mr. Jones' testimony and information received from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Jones as he was only violated from the condition of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by Mr. Neal, seconded by Mr. Kinnelis, agreed upon by Ms. Rittenhouse and Mr. Johnson. And that is to revoke. Now, Mr. Jones, I believe you heard the decision. We voted to revoke your community supervision. You have about 2 months left, and then you'll have finished your time in the Department of Corrections, and hopefully you can go back out and assimilate with the community and not have to have any more problems with the Department of Corrections. Sounds like your father, they're willing to help you, so try to at least make a good plan so when you get out you don't have any problems and you can work with your dad and be a successful member of society. Can you understand, sir?
Yes.
All right, this is the way you're hearing, Dan, and we can see CO3 back on the phone.
All right.
Thank you. Good luck to you.